Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful Saturday here in the glorious southern state of Texas.
Yes.
Right here, just south of Oklahoma City in the DFW Metroplex, is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show with Tress Collins.
Woo!
Bubba Alexander, and yours truly, Kevin Miller. We're here to share with you all the glory that is the home loan. If you're thinking about getting a home purchase, a refinance, a home equity loan, we want to share with you the things that you may not know or the things you want to know about getting that loan done. And maybe you want to get that refinance that you haven't got done yet, and you're thinking the mortgage rates are doing all kinds of things. We talk about it on this show. We talk about the things that you're going to need to get ready to go. And if you're getting ready for the end of the year and the holidays and the new year and next year, we can share with you how long it's going to take for you to get into your loan. We're going to share with you how much money you can save if you get that refinance done. And maybe if you pay off a home equity loan, hey, send us a text today. If you have a bunch of credit cards, maybe you have $10,000, $15,000. Some of you have $70,000 of credit debt. Talked to a guy last night, as a matter of fact. He wanted to pay off some student loans. And he had to pay off an ex-wife. And
Ouch. He
didn't know his options on that. I ran into him, and I was just kind of sharing with him his options. He didn't know some of these options. We want to talk with you about those things today. If you have a question, you say, I want to pay off $10,000 of credit cards. You know, what can I do? What kind of loan can I get on a mortgage so that I can pay this off, get a better deal? We want to share that with you. It starts with a text at 972-387-4600. And Tress will answer your she'll ask your questions here on the show, and then she might even answer some of your questions too. She's been doing this show for a while. She's starting to get that dangerous knowledge.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
She's got the dangerous knowledge. That's 972-387-4600. If you want to be one of the rare specimens who calls the show, it's 877-881-1053. We can answer your questions on the air. If you don't want to talk to a loan officer right now, you just want to get some answers, though, that text is great for you. You can also go online and apply. We have loan officers here at the office. They'll get back in touch with you right away, 972-387-4600. You can call them, or you can go online to TexasLending.com. Hi, Bubba.
Hey,
how was the week?
Busy, busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got another golf weekend coming up?
Not as much as usual.
Really?
Just maybe today. Don't really have anything planned tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you got to sit around and enjoy your Cowboys weekend.
Yeah, after watching them live last Sunday night.
Oh, nice.
Very disappointing.
See, I want to get something going. Now, this is a mortgage show, but we're sports fans and we're sports players, except for Tress. Tress is, she's a traveler. She's a world traveler, right?
Yeah.
State
How
traveler.
Did it go in Nacogdoches?
It went great. We had a great time. Picked up my new little 380, and I shot great.
Yeah?
7 yards, nailed the center.
Now, we talked about it last week, about who you picture in your mind when you're shooting your guns.
We did.
So, do you guys decide to put someone's face on the end of that?
I'm sure Jeff does. Mm. I really don't. There aren't too many.
You want to kill everyone, don't you? You don't care. It's just like indiscriminate.
I don't carry to kill. Okay. I carry to protect.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, this is a mortgage show. We got off on a little tangent there. More importantly, football. You know, we came up with a new thing. I was at the game last weekend. I was sitting next to some
too.
Vikings fans. By the way, what the heck do they say? Do they say skull? Or what do they say? They start doing this clapping thing over their head. When they score a touchdown, and what are they doing? What is that?
It's a reverse gator move or something?
I don't know.
What's that?
I couldn't understand what they were saying. I didn't want to ask because, you know,
was it
they're from
like
Minnesota and they might get upset.
Like Minnesota.
But that's near Michigan,
was
right?
Was it like Nordic something? Oh, maybe a Nordic Viking cheer or something?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Well, I was
maybe they got it from
a Viking fan too, but he didn't do anything.
But we came up with something very important because earlier last Sunday I was watching the Green Bay Packers game where once again Aaron Rodgers got tackled in the end zone. The person that tackled him fell to the side of him. Rodgers actually had grounded the ball in the end zone. It should have been a safety. There was no one around him. And they called roughing the quarterback. And then they had a new first down. So we came up with a new slogan and a new saying, and I wanted to catch on. I want to call him 8-down Aaron. And the guy from Minnesota loved it because they play the Packers all the time.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers gets 8 downs when everyone else gets 4.
Yeah.
You know? And so we gotta start calling him 8-down Aaron. I think it's
eight
a good
down
thing.
Aaron.
Just put it out there on social media.
Yeah,
social media. Let it go viral.
And so here's my philosophy. State Farm, if you haven't noticed, they run about 60% to 90% of the commercials that are going on during an NFL football game. All football games.
Really?
Even the Cowboys game. Yeah, State Farm does. And their golden boy is 8-down Aaron.
Oh.
And so I don't think anyone ever wants to say anything bad about him. They got to give him 8 downs because the Green Bay Packers aren't doing good and their golden boy isn't doing good. Then no one's going to care so much about.
They've
probably seen State Farm's insurance go down when the Green Bay Packers lose. I don't know what it is, but they're always giving him an extra down when he doesn't deserve one. When everyone else only gets 4. And so we got to keep this going. It's kind of like that Epstein meme. It's the new 8-down Aaron meme.
I'll leave that up to you guys.
All right.
And all I could say is I was sitting in these seats that cost $400 for a game.
Yeah?
How does somebody afford that?
How to get the tickets.
I was taken to the game by a guy who had tickets.
Oh, nice.
And there were 400. I said, let's sell these tickets and go to the bar. That's what I said. And he kind of looks at me and the other guys were going, yeah, that's a good idea. I go, the guy just offered us face value for him. I mean,
way to be a dedicated Cowboys fan.
Well, no, it was a Viking. We went with the Viking guy.
We thank the fan for being a sports station so we can talk about nonsense when we're here to talk about mortgages.
Yeah.
But anyway. We want to talk with you about your home loan. And so that means you can get your text in. We want to talk about rates. Now, last week we said that rates had gone up a little bit after the Fed had dropped the short-term rate.
Yep.
We talk about it here a lot. We kind of share with you what's going on. Mortgage rates came down a little bit this week. We had some good days. And so they kind of generally came down each day just a tiny little bit this week. So we're kind of in that middle, but we're still in that great lowest rates, nearly the lowest rates of all time. You're probably about an eighth off to a 0.25% off of the all-time lowest rate. So you're going to get a great rate. You're going to save a bunch of money when you refinance. 14 minutes can save you 14% or more on your mortgage payment, right? Then we talked about that. That's our new slogan. No one's going to take that from us. So you can call us up here. You can go online. You can do all these different things. Tress, we always get to all the questions. If people want to ask your questions, Tress will get to them. We also have questions that we don't always get to, and we'll answer them next week if we can't get to it this week. But make sure you get your question at 972-387-4600. That's how you get a hold of Tress, and she'll bring her pleasantries to your question.
It is kind of strange, though, how we typically have a flood of text messages like within the last 4 minutes. Of the
four
hour.
4 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the delay in the coffee. You either have bad coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the texters.
Yeah. Well.
Yes. And so so we don't know if it's just delayed coffee reaction. Maybe it's latent Friday night hangover reaction.
Mm.
But sometimes you get the text right at the end of the show. You have an opportunity right now. There are no texts in yet.
Is there any from last week?
Nope.
We have things to talk about.
Yes.
Because things are changing in the mortgage business all the time. And one of the things that people don't really think about, and they should be thinking about, especially if they're trying to get cash out of their home, is they don't think much about these student loans. Someone told me last night student loans are 7.5%.
Yeah.
And the one thing that the person didn't know is this. One thing, I bet you don't know this if you're driving around town. I bet you didn't know that when they passed the Obamacare law, within the law, they transferred the management of student loans in this country from banks to the federal government.
I had heard
the
that.
The federal government has then doubled the student loans to people that can't pay them back in mm-hmm. this country, ladening people with student debt. They said, oh, these evil banks are ladening. Is that a word? But they're leaving all this debt with. I didn't go to school for. They didn't get that student loan. They didn't pay for. So anyway, the people that are giving these loans to people, and people say we got to go after capitalism and these banks and the bad banks. It's not the banks. They took it away from the banks, and then they laden kids with more debt.
Yeah.
And so we have to get rid of this debt, and they make it sound as if. It's someone other than the federal government that's doing it to them. And so just something you all need to know. And you just also need to know that you can also refinance that. Those student loans are at high rates. Mm-hmm. And so you're at 7.5%. And mortgages are, in the mortgage in the cash out world, is right around 4%, give or take a 0.5% for most people that are out there searching for those loans right now. And so you can drop the rate. You can get those things refinanced. You can get rid of the student debt, get their interest rates dropped in half or nearly in half. You have great opportunities with TexasLending.com. The other thing about cash out is people don't realize that about 15 years ago, they changed the credit card rules. Credit cards used to be able, if you put $10,000 in a credit card, you might have had a $200 a month payment. Mm-hmm. And they passed a law that said, well, credit card companies have to make sure these people can get these credit cards paid off in a faster period. So it basically increased the amount you got to pay every month. And it took a $10,000 credit card payment from a couple hundred dollars a month to nearly $400 a month on a $10,000 credit card. That's a lot of money. You can get a $50,000 mortgage and pay less on that than you can on $10,000 of credit cards. So if you're trying to get rid of pay, if you're trying to improve your cash flow, if you're trying to pay less interest, especially if you're paying 20, 22, 25% in your credit cards, you can get the interest rates that you're paying. You're not going to pay so much in interest. You're going to be paying off the actual debt itself. You're not going to be paying all the 7% on the student loans and 20% on the credit card debt. You can pay a lower percentage. You can pay 4% or 4.25% or 4.5%. I don't know what your rate's going to be because I don't know your credit score. And I don't know your loan size and all the things that are going on with it. I do know, though, that the rates can be 80% less than your current credit card rates. If you're paying 20% and you get that down to your 4%, that rate is significantly, it's 80% less in interest that you're going to pay. You'll be paying the debt off faster. You can pay your house off faster. You can buy half a ticket to the Cowboys game, right? So if you can't buy a half, I wonder if you could do that. I got a half a ticket, and this person's got half a ticket, and then just go up to the gate. Let me know how it goes. So those are the things that people don't think about much, and we're here to answer your questions. And that question can be asked at 972-387-4600.
You know, I have a weird Cowboys game experience.
Okay.
Wait. Is it a weird Cowboys game or a weird experience at a Cowboys game?
Yeah, that weird experience at a Cowboys game.
Okay.
So we
because every Cowboys game is weird.
You went to a Cowboy game?
Yeah, actually, yes, we were given tickets and we went. But, of course, we had to exchange the tickets for handicapped seating because my husband's handicapped. Yeah. So they gladly did it. That was great. But the people who worked there, it took them half the game to get us to the handicapped seating. It's like, it's this way. I swear we walked the whole stadium before they finally found where the handicapped seating was. It was weird. I'm like, how can you work here?
That's not like the kind of place where you, it's just a small little walk.
Yeah.
One little step in the wrong direction can lead you on a half an hour journey.
It was really crazy. We're like, how can you not know where it is? But they finally found it. And I tell you, it's like, it's this little lift elevator that goes up. It's in this really narrow hallway. And it's like, but you work here. Why don't you know? I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird.
Huh. Well, That is
maybe
weird.
Maybe it was their first handicap experience.
I don't know, but the Cowboys won, so that was great.
Well, maybe that was the problem. Me and Bubba were at the game.
Yeah.
All right. We are talking about your home loans. This is the TexasLending.com mortgage show. If you're trying to purchase a home, you don't know how much home you want to buy or you can afford, text us. Here's how much money I make. Here's my credit score is. Here's how much down payment I have. We can share with you how much home you can buy. We can share with you what your payment's going to be in a ballpark range. And not a baseball ballpark or anything like that.
Or a football park.
A football park. It's just or a dog park. It is in the park of mortgages. We're going to tell you what your payment could be if you want to buy a home. If you want to refinance, tell us how much you owe on your home. Tell us what your home is worth and what your credit score is. We'll be able to tell you and what your current rate is. So let's do that again. What you owe, what it's worth, your credit score, and what your rate is. We can tell you if refinancing is an option for you. Go online and text. Go on your phone and text 972-387-4600. Go online and apply today with TexasLending.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start answering your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Tress Collins. We are also here with Bubba Alexander, who is currently on a one-minute sabbatical. He'll be back in a minute. And we want to share
like one-minute sabbaticals.
We want to share with you all the things about your home loan. We're starting to get some texts in. We're going to get to them right in a minute. But you want to ask your question. We'll answer it right here on the air. Before you have to talk to a loan officer, before you get all the stress going on a mortgage, keep it stress-free. Just throw out random questions to us. We'll answer them. And if we don't know the answer, we'll make it up because it's that kind of morning. And it's Saturday, and it's beautiful, and it's not cold anymore. Well, it's still cold, but it's not as cold.
It's
supposed to be 70 this weekend, so you got to take your chances. You got to take your opportunities every time it gets to 70 this time of the year. Get outside and get some sunshine. In the meantime, ask your questions at 972-387-4600 or call a loan officer now. Say, I want to refinance. I want to save a bunch of money. Mortgage rates are 2% lower than they were this time last year. Make sure you get in touch with us.
Yes.
All right, Tress. All right, we have questions. Let's get to them.
All right. Is it better to lock in a rate now on new construction or wait until May?
Well, that's a good question. Bobby, you want to start?
Yeah. You have to pay a cost to lock in any kind of rate at 6 months in advance. And it would be a hefty cost.
Well, they're going to charge you, they being them. You're going to get charged by us. We are them. If you ever wonder who them are or they, it's us. It's TexasLending.com. And we are going to charge you. It gets passed down by the Fannie Mae's of the world and the banks and everyone else because time is money in the mortgage business. And the longer you lock a loan, the higher your rate can be or the higher the charges can be. So if you're going to lock in 30 years of money, that's why the rates are high. If you're going to lock in 15 years of money, the rate's a little bit lower. If you're going to lock in for 6 months, a rate lock, you're going to pay a charge up front. And if you're going to lock it for 30 days, there is no charge. So your best rates are found within 30 days of closing the loan. What do I think is going to happen to rates?
Yeah,
I think rates are going to go up,
and
I think rates are going to go down between now and then. But I think they should be in a similar ballpark as they are now. There is speculation that mortgage rates could be in this ballpark where we are now for quite some time, unless there is a crazy international event, some kind of economic event or other event that would cause rates to go in a haywire situation. But right now, my crystal ball says within 6 months, our rates should be right in the same ballpark as they are right now. Okay,
or in the right stadium.
Yeah, in the stadium. Within the same stadium, but it could be a half an hour.
I wouldn't pay to lock a loan right now.
I shall not either. I shall not wish it upon you to lock for till May. I would say wait till April, see where rates are. Mm-hmm. A 60-day lock might have a little bit higher rate, but you're not going to be paying a bunch of upfront money for it if you want to lock it sometime in March. So that's our feedback for you.
There you go.
Tress.
Ready for the next one. I am in an apartment. I'm stuck in a lease. I have a credit score of about 820. I gross about $42,000 a year. I have $7,000 in savings. My only debt is my car, which I owe $24,000 on. What are some options I might have regarding buying a house?
Okay. They are stuck in a lease. Well, someone signed that lease. I'm just saying. So anyway, they have a lease, and they have a perfect credit score. That's 820 credit score. Hopefully that's not a Credit Karma score. Hopefully it's a real score that we can use in the mortgage business. With their income, they're making about $3,500 a month. So they can safely afford about $1,200 a month on a mortgage. That should be able to get them about $150,000 to $160,000 loan. And that $1,200 payment should include taxes, insurance, principal
insurance.
And interest. Yeah. Taxes is homeowner's insurance, right? And so for $1,200 a month, that's what you can qualify for easily on the air. We have to type this all on the computer. We'll have to look at your income. but you might be able to afford a little bit more. But that's of a mortgage. You might be able to get a $160,000 mortgage or something like this, or a little bit more than that. So that's how much you can afford. The $7,000, you're going to need about 3 to 3.5% down for a down payment if you're going to get a first-time home buyers program or an FHA loan kind of situation. So that $7,000 should cover the down payment. And so they only owe debt on a car and that $24,000. So it sounds like they might be able to afford a home now or a townhouse. Think about that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Especially if I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. If
you're trying to get into something that you can use to build as a building block to your next house, but at least something that you own.
I'm also going to say this. I have a pool, and my pool gets filled up with leaves, especially this time of year. And I've had that pool for 16 years. And so if you're thinking, I want a home with a pool, all this stuff, find a place that has a community pool. Let them do the cleaning up of the pool. Let them fill the pool up with water and let them clean the pool. You don't have to. So you can get into a home for $160,000 loan or maybe a little bit more. You might be able to get $180,000 or something like this. It might be possible to afford that much of a loan and get a payment of around $1,200 a month. Hopefully you can afford $1,200 a month. And if you're thinking about buying a home, that's what you should qualify for.
And if you have a pool with a hot tub, you enjoy it more, and it doesn't...
Wait, Bubba's got a pool and a hot tub.
I use it year-round.
And the reason you use the hot tub is you don't want to poison the whole pool, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like messing up a little bit of water at a time. All right.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
I'd like to purchase a new home. I make $7,600 a month. My credit score is 740. I can put $3,000 down.
That's 30,000.
Sorry, 30,000.
That's one more zero.
That's one more zero.
Mm-hmm. That's just so they have a perfect score. They have a score of 740. Now, here's the thing. If that's 741, you're going to get the best rates possible. If it's a 739, your rates can be a little bit higher. The 740 is the
magic number.
It's a magic number in the mortgage business. It's a magic number. When you get that 740, the low rate rabbit comes out of the hat. And you, once you're under 740, your scores start, your rates start going up.
I like that.
And so I don't even know what I just said. But
we're talking about funny.
So we're talking about home loans, and we're talking about you getting into a home at $7,600 a month. Figure this. 1/3 of your monthly income. So $7,600, we'll just say $2,500 is 1/3 of $7,600. You can get into a, you can easily, when I say easily, I don't know about the rest of your debt. You can qualify for mortgage debt easily at $2,500 a month. You might even be able to qualify for more than that. I try to be very conservative on the show, but about 33% of your gross monthly income, your adjusted gross monthly income, right? And so $7,600. 1/3 of that's $2,500. So if you're sitting at home and you're making $10,000 a month, you might be able to afford a $3,000 mortgage comfortably and qualify in the mortgage system. And so that $2,500 payment might be able to get you a $350,000 to $400,000 loan, which is significant. And so that's a good thing for you to think about. $400,000, $300,000. They can qualify for a $350,000 to $400,000 loan. That $30,000 down payment. Your minimum down payment is going to be 3 to 5% down. That's for your conventional first-time home buyer will be 3% down if you're a first-time home buyer, and then your FHA would be 3.5% down. And so you can sounds like you have the down payment necessary. You can qualify for a mortgage. You can also call TexasLending.com. We have a home purchase team here. Maybe you're sitting around, you don't know this. We have a team who focuses solely on home purchases. That means they're not working on refis, they're not working on home equity loans, they're working on getting you qualified. Pre-qualified with a pre-approval letter so you can go out to a realtor with that insurance in your hand. It's like a house hunting license. You can go out there with your house hunting gun and your house hunting net, and you can wear that little funny hat that's got, it's like a Sherlock Holmes hat, and you can go out there and you go house hunting. And then when you go house hunting, and it is hunting season.
It is hunting.
It's a great time to go house hunting. And you can go out there with that license to buy, which is a pre-approval letter from TexasLending.com from our home purchase team. And they are at TexasLending.com online or at 972-387-4600. Bubba.
And we can even help you with a realtor.
Yes, we can refer you to one of our realtors in our realtor network. We have great ones. And they are in every county in the state of Texas. So we have realtors everywhere.
That's a lot of counties.
Yes, there are a lot of counties. There's at least seven, I think. I can count at least. I know of at least seven counties in Texas.
I'm pretty sure there's more than seven.
Okay, there's eight. You're always trying to one-up me. All right, call us, 972-387-4600. We get one more question before the break.
I think so. Oops, that's not. Where did it go?
If you do want to ask us a question, it's at 972-387-4600. Why, Tress?
It's funny. Yesterday, I closed a loan for a guy in Comanche.
That is in Comanche's in Comanche County, isn't it?
Yeah. And so it was funny. I was talking on the phone to him, and he starts like yelling at a lady in traffic. And I go, there's traffic in Comanche, Texas? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
He goes, yeah. He goes, I'll
tell you what, man.
There's at least five of us here.
I've been to some places and in Texas where you are out, you think you're out in the middle of it, and they are bustling. There is so much business going on. There are trucks here and trucks there. It's amazing how many people are out there in these counties that you never – I mean, they are really moving. Yeah. I drive all over the place for this golf stuff. You go through Giddings, right? And you go through Columbus, Texas, out there. It's crazy out there in Colorado County, Columbus, Texas. It is crazy how many people are in Columbus, Texas.
Never heard
of
it.
And it's growing quickly.
Houston, isn't it? Columbus?
It's in the middle. It's right in the middle of Houston and Austin. It's about a halfway drive between both.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I found my next text message. It did disappear because they sent in another text, so it bumped it up above the other one.
Oh, you thought you were going crazy.
I did. I'm like,
no,
where
you're,
did it go?
Or continuing to be crazy. You thought you were continuing your craziness.
Right. Well, so it's not really a surprise.
Crazy.
It just hasn't gone away yet.
Okay. So we'll go to this one. 50,000 yearly. My wife is about 30,000 yearly. Her score is just under 600 and mine is 650. First time home buyers. I have $5,000 to put down as well.
So between the two of them, make 80K a year. Okay. So that's about $6,700 a month. And so if you are a person that's at $6,700 a month, you're probably looking at about $2,300 for an affordable mortgage payment. So
The thing that I would be looking at is if you said her credit score is right around 600. I would like to see maybe what we could do to get her score up just a little bit to help out with the better terms and better interest rates.
Yeah, you can qualify for FHA with a 600.
Yep.
And you can qualify for FHA with a 650. Your rates will be better the higher your scores go. We do have a program here, though, at TexasLending.com. It's called Credit Analyzer. And in the Credit Optimizer, Credit Analyzer, it's from the bureaus. It's not from us. And it's a free. It's a free. That's my new saying. It's a free. And so you can.
It's not free. It costs us money.
It costs us money.
Yes,
it's a free
it does.
Service that we provide for you. We don't charge you. It doesn't come across. So if you want to call us with a 600 score, 650, we run your score. And it says, the credit analyzer says, if you do this and this, your scores may go up 25 points. You do that. We go back and we do a rescore. And now your score might be at 625. If you pay down $200 on a credit card, if you take care of this or that, your scores can improve. Every 20 points you go up from a 600 score, your rate's going to get better. So every 20 points you go up from 600 to 620, 640, 660, all the way up to that magic rabbit in the hat number of 740, you can get better interest rates. So you can qualify now. You can get into an FHA loan with that 600 score. You can call TexasLending.com. We'll get you pre-approved. You should be able to qualify about a $300,000 house or more with that $2,200 payment that you might be able to afford with your income. We have to look at your other debts. I'm just saying with just your mortgage alone, just the mortgage qualifying at about a third of your gross monthly income, you should be able to get into maybe a $300,000 house, maybe a little bit more. We'll take a look at it, but you got to call us or go online and apply at TexasLending.com and get a hold of our home purchase team. We know when you put in there, I'm looking for a home purchase, it goes right to the home purchase team. The loan officers will call you. And they will start you on your journey to that dream mortgage that you've always wanted. 30 years of debt coming live from TexasLending.com. We have to take a break. When we come back, Tress is going to answer more of your questions when you text her at 972-387-4600. We're coming back for more yapping on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
That's
we
our
are
cue.
Back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller. That's me. I'm here with Tress and
That's
Bubba.
Me.
We are talking about your home loans. We have a lot of texts coming in, so keep them coming at 972-387-4600. We want to share with you how to get yourself into a home, how to save money on a home, how to save money on your debt, your personal debt, if you can get it refinanced into a mortgage. You know, I was talking to this guy last night, Tress, and he got divorced.
That's sad.
And he says, I got to pay off my wife from the divorce decree. And I said, he said that I have to sell my house to pay her. I said, you don't have to sell your house. Unfortunately, I'm going to say this, the attorneys that did this divorce for them and got in hold of the judge, they could have really saved them a lot of grief. There is something called an OLT loan. O-W-E-L-T-Y. O-L-T-Y. OLT. Here in Texas, they call it OLT because usually when you get a divorce because someone wants them that
there's
oil
an
loan.
Al involved.
So
sounds like a powdered drink.
See, OLT loan.
OLT.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So the OLT loan is a loan where by divorce decree, a judge's decree says that if, let's say, you had to pay this person half of the equity in the house. Well, back in the old days, you couldn't get an equity loan to pay them off. You had to sell the house. And these days, since there's a limit on the value that you can get out of your house, it's limited at 80% of the value of the house. Let's say you owed $200 and the home is worth $400. Well, you can't just get $200,000 out. You can only go up to 80% of the value. That would leave them $160,000 to get out of the house. Well, let's say the judge says that you have to pay this person a certain amount of money. And let's say you can't get up to the amount of money that you owe them. The OLT loan allows you to pay off the spouse by court decree as if you were paying off a mechanic's lien or a pool lien or a builder that who put a roof on your house. It's not considered a cash out loan. It's not considered a home equity loan. You can actually get it at the same rates as a regular refinance. And paying off that person out of that mortgage, if they would have done, they didn't do this. They didn't put it in the divorce decree that they just said he's got to sell the house and give her half the money.
Ouch.
I told him, let me talk to these attorneys because they can actually get more. Because here's the deal. They want him to sell. I'm getting too into this. I don't want to talk about this person's personal situation other than they're going to talk to me and I'm going to say this person can actually get more money if they did a cash out refinance, the spouse can, than if they made this person sell the home on a fire sale and they had to go through one of these companies that wanted to, that would have to, you know, they come in and offer you 75% of the value of the house.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's a long story, but you don't know about this. We know about it here. If you have questions, we have answers. And make sure you go online and apply with TexasSunny.com. Trust.
All right, here we go. Home equity loan balance is $63,000, 7.75%, $794 monthly payment, $200,000 appraisal. Want to be debt-free in 3 to 5 years. This is my only remaining debt.
Hmm. Okay. So they want to be debt-free, and this is their only remaining debt. I don't know how much debt they have other than their mortgage.
This says it's their only debt.
That's their only debt.
So it sounds like they're on a home equity loan at $63,000.
Sounds like a HELOC.
Yeah, they might be on a home equity. So the thing is, they have a 7.75% rate. If they did get this refinance, the rates can be a little bit higher. You're going to have a – you can refinance that mortgage. The thing is that you have a very low loan balance. And once you get those loan balances very low, it can be difficult to get those loans done. But you can get that loan done. That loan should be able to get – on that low loan size, you're probably going to get right closer to 4.5 on a refinance. But that 3% that they can save on that might save this person $150 a month on their interest. Because
– and then they could make the same payment.
Yeah, but then they can just – because 3% a lower rate on $63,000 is about $150 a month. That $150, instead of going towards interest you're paying right now, could go towards paying off the home faster. And so if they want to be debt free,
say that you could go to a bank or a credit union and get that $62,000 into a loan that you could like a 20-year home equity loan or something like that at 4.5-5%, you know, without any cost.
Maybe. Well, we don't know their whole situation. I think they're in a home equity loan right now. I didn't know if I thought they were looking for a home equity loan, but it looks like they're in it. And so it sounds like they should be able to save some money. That 3 to 5 year thing, you don't want to pay a bunch of closing costs here. Get a loan with the lowest cost you can if you're trying to get it paid off in 3 to 5 years. The reason you pay cost on a mortgage is to get the lowest rate possible so that you can make up those costs over time. However, if you're going to pay this thing off in 3 to 5 years, any closing cost will not be made up in that time period.
Yeah.
So get the lowest rate you can. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Refinance $135,000. Current rate 6.8. Appraisal $350,000. Credit score 600. Income $42,000.
Okay. Now, this person.
That's a Bubba question.
That's also a very high. They have a high interest rate there.
Yeah.
There's a couple things. We don't know if they have a bunch of debt. It says they have a mortgage of 135, right? They have a credit score of 600. These are the two things that I'm seeing here that, well, the other ones, their rate's at 6.8. They can save a bunch of money on their rate right now if they got that into some kind of an FHA loan. If they could save a cult, maybe 2.5% on that thing. And 2.5% on that's going to save them $250 a month. That could go towards, again, paying off the interest faster, paying off the home faster. If they're at 6.8, let's say they got that thing, the reason they're going to have a higher rate is they have a 600 score. They're not going to get that in the threes. Most 30-year fixed right now for people that have great credit and a lot of equity, they're going to be in the threes. But on this thing, if they have other debt, well, Bubba, you go into it.
I said, here's my thought process. You give us a call. We run the credit. We get the credit analyzer. Let's get your score up so you can do
a conventional loan.
Conforming conventional loan.
We want to get that score over 620 minimum.
Yeah, because you have enough equity to where you can do it at 620. And, you know,
it's a credit score at 620.
And, yeah, you can get it down.
And so this person at 135 loan amount, if they could get that into a conventional mortgage without having to get into an FHA mortgage, here's another idea.
Or a non-QM.
Here's another idea. If they did a 15-year, they might get the same payment they have now and knock off many years off that mortgage. A 15-year FHA, if their scores aren't going to get higher than 600, if you can get that over 620, you're going to qualify for a conventional. You're going to qualify for an OPMI loan. You have tons of equity in that thing. You're going to do yourself a big favor and save at least $250 a month, I'm assuming, in interest.
It may not take much to get it over 620.
That could be $3,000 you're saving in the next year alone if you can save $250 a month.
Yep.
Big loans, big interest rate movings, we can help you save money. Go online and apply right now. We have loan officers here at our office. They can answer your question at 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right.
Una mas, and then we'll go to a break.
Una mas. First-time buyer. Credit score 640 with not much credit history. I am single. 2 years at current job making $60,000 annually. I would like a mortgage in the $1,200 a month range with $3,500 down payment.
So that $3,500, we talk about 3% down on a mortgage. If they can get a little bit more down payment, they might be able to get, well, that $1,200 is going to afford them about $180,000 house. Okay, we're going to say that first. So they should be able to get $170,000 or $180,000 loan, and that can get them a $1,200 payment. So do you have 3% down on that? So you had to do that math, and you might need a little bit more money, maybe another couple thousand, maybe another $1,000 for the down payment. There's also closing costs, though.
Yes.
And if you're going to get a mortgage, you're going to have to figure out how to negotiate having someone pay those closing costs for you. Some of it might be picked up by the lender. Some of it might be picked up by the seller in the contract sales price of the home and negotiated and who's going to pay those closing costs. But it's not just a down payment. There's also closing costs. And in many cases, the closing costs are higher than the down payment. For this loan size, the closing cost for taxes, insurance, closing costs, underwriters, everyone else in between is going to be potentially more or as much as the down payment. So you can negotiate that, though. You gotta talk to a loan officer, and they say, here's how you need to talk to your realtor. We'll talk to the realtor and say they need to have the seller pay the closing. Us and the seller help with the closing costs, us being TexasLending.com, because we are them and us and they. All the people that you always hear about, that's us. All right, we're going to take a break. The TexasLending.com Mortgage Show has a bunch of questions in waiting. We're going to come back and answer them after this break on 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show for the lightning round. We have to get to a lot of questions very quickly here, so let's do it, Tress.
We do. All right. Moving up the ladder here. I'm about to sell my home and will be moving in with my parents while we build and save money. Do you think the rates would increase over 4.5% by next September? My wife and I currently have a score in the 740s.
No. First of all, we all have to say a prayer for this person's parents. Okay, so we don't even know who you are, but we already can assume there's going to be all kinds of fun going on.
I just had this scenario.
What?
I'm in this scenario.
I had somebody that was living, waiting to build a house. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, do I think rates are going to go? I don't think. But also, rates are over 4.5 if you have a very low credit score right now and you don't have much down payment. If you have a nice credit score and you have a nice down payment and you have a nice loan size, you can get a rate of around 3.6. You know, on a mortgage. But if you have a bad credit score and a very low loan amount and a low down payment, you might be at 4.5 right now. So I don't think that the overall, for a great credit score and all the other positive things that can happen in a good scenario, that rates are going to go up that fast.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Do y'all finance business real estate LLCs? We have two houses we are trying to convert into rental properties, but we need the LLC to be funded first.
So the best way to do that is to go to a bank and get a commercial loan. They need to get a commercial loan. That's how I run commercials on TV. I get a loan for them. They call them commercial loans. Now, this person can go and this person can work on getting a commercial loan for an LLC from a bank. Next.
All right. I make $64,000 with a 758 credit score. Currently looking to sell the home I've been in for 2.5 years. What might I qualify for in my next purchase?
So they make $5,300 a month. And so they can easily qualify for about, let's call it about $1,600. $1,600 payment somewhere in there.
$2,000. I think
yeah.
I can do $2,000 easy.
Yeah, $2,000. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, $5,300. You think they can afford for $2,000 payment? So they make, $5,300 a month. Mm-hmm. I think that safely they're in about a $1,700 payment somewhere on dollar.
$250,000, $260,000.
Yeah, $250,000 home loan to $270,000.
Stretched to $280,000, maybe.
That's what they can qualify for.
Okay.
Yes.
Next. Two income household making $75,000 combined with $50,000 take home after taxes. Credit score is 790. Under $10,000 in debt being currently paid off in consolidation loans. Under $2,000 in credit card debt. What are my options for buying home and potential rate/monthly payment?
Well, let's see. Let's go back. They make $75,000 combined. So that's about $6,250 a month. $6,250, that's about $2,100 a month that they can afford. And that $2,100 a month should get them a $300,000 loan.
$300,000
loan. Yeah, $300,000 loan. Mm-hmm. Now, that $300,000 loan, you got to think about your down payment. So 3.5% down minimum for FHA, 3% down minimum for first-time home buyer. But a $300,000 loan, that means if you have a nice down payment, they're trying to get rid of this they only make... Oh, after taxes. They make $50,000 after taxes. But we go off the gross income. Mm-hmm. If you really want to have a – you can buy less house than that, though. You don't have to max out. Don't max out. Make sure you can afford it off one of your incomes. Or, you know, give yourself some free cash flow. And if you want to take care of that debt first, that's always a good idea, too.
Yeah.
Trust.
Yeah. Okay. I'm about to sell my home and we'll be – oh, so they gave us additional information on our previous question. The person who's going to move in with their parents, the loan is $375,000 with the down payment is 20%.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They're good.
$375,000 loan, that should be getting them – yeah. I don't think rates will go up over 4.5%. No. That 20% down payment, I just want to let you know this, that if you put 25% down or 15% down, you actually might get a better rate than if you put 20% down. There is a glitch in the system in the mortgage world where Fannie Mae passes along a higher rate to a 20% down payment than they do for a 15% down or a 25% down payment. Very weird.
All I know is it's better than that 19% interest rate I got back in 1982.
Well, everyone thought you were 25, Bubba. Now they know.
Of course, the house I bought was only $65,000.
All right.
Wow.
One more? That's it for
the moment. We have the other texts we have are people saying thank you, which is really nice.
So this has been a good show. We've had a lot of good questions. Thank you for all your questions. Make sure you get, if you're thinking of buying, you're thinking of locking, you think of TexasLending.com. Because when you do think mortgage, you got to think of us.
TexasLending.com.
Yes. And so we would like to invite you to go to our website at TexasLending.com and apply today. Or after the show here, you can call our office at 972-387-4600. There are loan officers here now. There's probably a good half a dozen to a dozen loan officers in the office ready to take your phone call. A live person will take your phone call and we'll get you helped on home loan.
I thought you were inviting everybody to our Christmas party.
We're having a Christmas party?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Someone else is putting that together. All right. We would like to do that. We'd have to get all the fans.
Get all the Tolos.
The Tolo heads.
Right.
So we're going to happy to help you out.
We should do it. We should have
you
it
have
at the
one
stadium.
Minute. We have one more question that just came
all right,
in.
Let's do it.
All right. Good morning. Is there a minimum amount required to be taken out on a cash out refinance? My mortgage is coming up for renewal, and I would like to get rid of some high interest credit cards of about $20,000.
So if their home is...
Their maximum loan
amount is
80%.
Coming up for renewal. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe they're going to have a maybe they're going to have an adjustable rate mortgage.
You have 35 seconds
to
answer.
But on a cash out refinance, you're going to try to get $70,000 to $80,000 out. Okay, that's going to get you, because if it gets too small, it's really hard to get that loan done on a first mortgage at a very low rate that's fixed. So you can call us at TexasHunting.com. Go online and apply. We'll be happy to help you out. The other questions that are coming in, Tressor will respond to you. And you guys have a great week. Enjoy the 70-degree weather.
Yes.
Get outside. Get some vitamin D.
Enjoy your retreat.
Yes, I'm going to retreat this weekend. And that means I'm running away from gunfire. So we'll see you next week on The Fan. So long, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.